Dave and Dijanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
Well, happy Friday, Greg Skordas. Thank you so much for sitting in today for Greg, for Dave Noriega, who has the day off. It's a perfect day to have you here in studio with me.
Because of the weather?
Because the weather is perfect.
Beautiful.
It is gorgeous today. But more importantly, there's so much political drama going on.
And legal.
Right.
And
legal.
Political and legal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love this.
Which,
I love this stuff.
Which is totally your forte. This is your lane because you've been an attorney in Utah forever.
42 years.
And you've also been heavily involved in politics over the years.
0-for-3 in my political races.
You've run three political campaigns and lost
all three.
That's because you're a Democrat.
Okay, thank
you. That's the only a Democrat living in Utah. Good luck.
Yep,
Let's get right to our top political story.
Utah's top political story. Special coverage with Dave and Dijanovic.
I love that the Deseret News chased this, Greg. Chased the story, the follow-up, after the political drama that unfolded at the GOP convention last weekend. Let me set the scene for you. Representative Celeste Molloy, recently elected during a special election to the House of Representatives. Good for her.
She's only been in office for less than 6 months.
Less than 6 months. She's speaking out to the Deseret News about Senator Mike Lee endorsing her opponent going into the GOP convention last weekend.
And at the last minute. I mean, it wasn't even... She didn't have much time to prepare or to know what was going to happen. Now, you know, our delegation meets once a week for breakfast up at the Capitol, I'm told, when they're in session, the Senate and the congressional leaders. So I wonder what breakfast is going to be like this week up there.
Oh, because you, Senator Lee and Molloy will be
there. We'll both be there. Yeah, that's what they do. They have these meetings.
Oh, okay.
Utah's delegation.
So I'll just put this out there right away. I think what Senator Mike Lee did to Representative Molloy was terrible. I thought it was terrible. Last minute, endorses her opponent, and then gets on stage with this guy Colby Jenkins, and she says is campaigning for him all day long to the 4,000 delegates at the convention here in downtown Salt Lake City to convince the delegates that Molloy needs to go.
Right.
We need to toss her to the curb. And the delegates are like, yeah, you're right.
And so she needs to get at least 40% to get out of convention. Because if you get 60%,
okay,
you're the candidate.
So there's math involved here.
Right, 60%. So you need 40-1 to avoid being ousted. Or Debbie, you can gather signatures. And for that particular race, Celeste would have needed to gather 7,000 signatures. She decided not to go the signature route. I wonder...
So she could go out and this is what we've been talking about on the show.
Right.
She could go out into the community and send her team out there to gather signatures. She would automatically get on the primary ballot in June. Okay.
Right. Had she known, in my guess, had she known that Lee was going to sandbag her at the last minute and endorse her opponent, she may have taken a different route. She may have gathered signatures. And I think what was unfair is what you're talking about. And that is that this endorsement sort of came at the last minute. And
she has no chance now of gathering signatures, right?
She's too late for that.
It's way too late.
So she barely makes the ballot. She'll be on the primary ballot. She got 43%. I'm sure she was hanging by a thread. So she's on the ballot.
She's sweating it out, yeah.
Right. And her opponent gets 57. And by all accounts, a very qualified candidate. But you're right. The timing of this, the fact that they're so close, they work so closely together.
Right.
The fact that she's not even a freshman congressperson. I mean, she's so new that she's still...
She's getting her legs under her back in Congress.
Of course,
she was served under Representative Chris Stewart.
Right.
But the Deseret News really giving us some really juicy details about what happened because they spoke with Molloy. And she said to the Deseret News that Lee didn't tell her he was going to endorse Colby Jenkins, her opponent. Nor has he called her since. Does Lee owe her a phone call?
Well, I think it's going to be a little uncomfortable next time they run into each other, and they are going to see each other on Capitol Hill. They've got to bump into each other.
Do you think he owed her a phone call before
Oh, absolutely.
He pulled the, he pulled that move to.
You can't blindside your friends like that. You know what I mean? I mean, and he had his reasons for doing it. I'm not criticizing his decision, but his timing and his failing to announce that or to give her at least a little heads up was unfortunate.
Well, it sounded to me from everything I read, he didn't like the way she was voting.
Yeah, he was concerned about some of her votes and thought that she'd crossed the aisle too many times to try to compromise and work with the Democrats.
I appreciated that she stood up to him, saying something to the effect of, "Look, I'm going to vote the way I see things, and I won't, you know, be swayed, not even by a senator."
By senators, right?
Why would we have separate representation in Congress if everybody was getting on the same bandwagon
all the time?
You know, why would we have different elected officials?
And you have to think, Debbie, that an endorsement by Mike Lee is about as important and compelling as of an endorsement as you can get at the Utah State Republican Convention, short of Donald Trump himself. You know what I mean? I think that that's a very powerful endorsement. And for her to have to deal with that, especially like you say at the last minute, had to be difficult. I was told just from people that were there that she was really upset about it, she was very concerned.
So I saw this from a female perspective right away, and I got beat up on Twitter when I posted about that. That I saw this as it's just so difficult to get women elected from this state. We need representation back in Congress from all walks of life, all races, all cultural backgrounds, gender backgrounds. We get Celeste Molloy back to Congress. I think she's the fifth woman in Utah history. So I felt like Lee coming in and slam dunking over her head like that at the last minute. It sent a message to me as a woman that once we get a woman elected to office, boy, they sure seem to run into all kinds of issues.
That's the more compelling.
We start hating on
them. Right. It's hard enough to get women to run. But like you just said, once we have prominent women in Utah in positions of politics, they get beat up, I think, more than their male counterparts, and unfairly more.
So you have some personal experience with this. By the way, Greg scored us in today for Dave Noriega. Greg, host of KSL at night. You hear him every night right here. Not every night, but almost every night, 7 to 9 right here on KSL News Radio. Also, prominent attorney, both defense and former prosecutor. I remember Enid Greenwaldholtz back in the 90s, early 90s, and her husband,
Joel Waldholtz.
I thought Enid was absolutely a rising star.
And she was going huge. She was going miles with the Republicans. She spoke at the national convention, but because
she was young, and then she accidentally gets conned into marrying this guy who pretends to be wealthier than he is. All of the, of course, back in the 90s, you didn't have an easy way to check any of this stuff out and these claims because we didn't really have the internet.
Right.
So she marries this guy, and I felt like she got duped.
They had a child, too. Right.
They had a child together,
Yeah, and because of that seemingly poor judgment on her part, and it wasn't. She was duped
in every way.
She got knocked down.
By the media,
We didn't see much of her after that.
No, she's been on this air from time to time, I know, over the years, and I've always had such high respect for her, and we call her up and get her opinion occasionally. I thought she was brilliant. She was a rising star.
She's a brilliant lawyer, too, by the way.
We went after former Salt Lake County Mayor Nancy Workman.
Yes.
Who had a hand in that case, too.
Her. She had one term. She was very popular, but she was also the target of the Democrats, and I believe very sincerely, and although I was involved in the case, that her gender had a lot to do with the vitriol that she faced.
30 seconds. How will the Jenkins-Molloy race shake out at the June primary for the Republicans? I've got my opinion on it.
I think Molloy comes out. I think she'll win that race, and I think that the Lyman-Cox thing will be the same way. I think that the fact that somebody wins in the caucus, or excuse me, at the
state convention,
with the delegates is not necessarily going to hold on any of some of these races.
So you just brought up the name, candidate for governor, Phil Lyman. You know, he's a Republican nominee. He overwhelmingly wins the delegate support at convention. And now he's landed his battle for his LG candidate in court.
Today.
Over one line in the Utah Constitution, they go to court and face off today. Let's walk through that, defense attorney Greg Skordis. I'd be curious to see how you'd argue it if you were representing Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson, who's being sued over this matter because she said no. won't allow the LG candidate for lineman on the ballot because of a residency issue. But there's this one line in the Constitution. We're going to talk about that next.